Hey there, awesome humans. Dylan Brooks here, your friendly neighborhood guide to stoicism, resilience, and living a life that's less stressful scramble and more calm and collected champ. Ever feel like your brain's on overdrive, buzzing with anxiety? Like you're constantly teetering on the edge of a panic attack? Yeah, me too. But guess what? We don't have to just accept this as our reality. Stoicism isn't about being emotionless robots, it's about mastering your emotions, becoming the CEO of your own mind, and navigating life's chaos with grace and grit. Today's episode is all about conquering fear and anxiety, those pesky little gremlins that try to hold us back from living our best lives. We're going to equip you with some powerful moves, straight from the Stoic playbook, to turn those anxieties into fuel for your growth, and build a fortress of courage around yourself. Here are 5 key takeaways to remember as we dive in. First, acknowledge that fear is a natural human emotion. It's wired into us for survival. But when it becomes overwhelming, constantly hijacking our thoughts and actions, it's time to step up and say, "Hey, fear, I see you, but I'm not letting you control me." Remember, feeling fear doesn't mean you're weak, it means you're human. The key is to manage it, not let it manage you. Number 2, identify your triggers. What situations, thoughts, or people tend to send your anxiety into overdrive? You know that feeling when you walk into a crowded room and suddenly your heart starts racing? Or when you think about giving a presentation and your palms get sweaty? Figure out what sets off your alarms and start building strategies to navigate those situations with more confidence. Third, challenge your negative thoughts. Anxiety often thrives on worst-case scenarios. What if everything goes wrong? What if I fail miserably? Stop yourself right there. Those thoughts are just stories your mind is telling itself, not necessarily the truth. Ask yourself, is this thought really helpful? Is it based on evidence or just fear-mongering? Often, when you expose those negative thoughts to the light of reason, they start to lose their power. Now, number 4. Focus on what you can control. It's easy to get caught up in things outside our influence, traffic jams, other people's opinions, global events. But dwelling on these things only fuels anxiety. Shift your attention to the things you can control. Your actions, your attitude, your responses. You can choose how you react to a situation, even if it's not ideal. And finally, number 5. Practice mindfulness and self-compassion. This is all about being present in the moment, accepting your thoughts and feelings without judgment, and treating yourself with kindness. Think of it as giving yourself a mental high five, you're doing great. Mindfulness practices like meditation or deep breathing can help calm your nervous system and bring you back to center when anxiety tries to take over. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're about to give a big presentation and your stomach is churning with nerves. You could let fear paralyze you, spend the entire time thinking, "What if I mess up?" Or you could use these stoic strategies to turn it around. Acknowledge your fear, it's there, but it doesn't have to define you. Identify what triggers your anxiety in this situation. Maybe it's public speaking itself or the pressure of performing well. Challenge those negative thoughts. What's the worst that could happen? Will people laugh at me? Maybe, but so what? Shift your focus to what you can control. Your preparation, your delivery, your passion for the topic. And finally, practice mindfulness. Take a few deep breaths, visualize yourself succeeding, and remind yourself that you're capable and worthy of this opportunity. See, we can transform anxiety from a debilitating force into fuel for growth. By embracing these stoic principles, we empower ourselves to face our fears head-on, build resilience like champions, and live lives filled with courage, purpose, and a whole lot less stress. So, what are you waiting for? Start practicing these moves today. Share this episode with your friends who could use a little stoic wisdom in their lives. And don't forget to leave a review, it helps others discover the power of a calm and collected mindset. Until next time, stay awesome, keep learning, and remember, you got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.